Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. In today's episode, we're going to cover Summit County's revised proposal to Dakota Pacific Real Estate, an upcoming Rocky Mountain power outage, a zero food waste compact the county signed this week, and International Dark Skies Week. Let's get into the news.
On Thursday, April 4th, Summit County presented Dakota Pacific Real Estate, or DPRE, with a counterproposal to DPRE's request to modify the development agreement that governs the land commonly referred to as the Park City Tech Center. Highlights of this revised proposal include 600 residential units, which is an increase from the county's proposal of 500 units earlier this year, but a decrease of DPRE's proposed 695 units. A public-private partnership between the county and DPRE that would include a civic plaza, transit center, parking, and more. You can view the entire revised proposal on the homepage at summitcounty.org under the news item titled Summit County's Revised Proposal to Dakota Pacific Real Estate. So, what happens next? DPRE will take time to formally react to the counterproposal. No date has been set for another work session, but you can stay tuned on summitcounty.org and at Summit County UT on all our social media channels for more information as it becomes available.
Okay, and Rocky Mountain Power will be conducting a scheduled power outage next week, Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's a duration of 10 hours.
Wow, that's a really long time, Derek, but what neighborhoods are affected?
So this is going to be most of the Silver Creek area and Tollgate. So everyone in Summit County Service Area 3, including homeowners and businesses, and all of Tollgate, as I mentioned, and Red Hawk, minus the East Creek Ranch HOA. You can view a detailed map of the affected areas at bit.ly/April Power Outage, all lowercase.
So what exactly is being done?
Rocky Mountain Power poles are being relocated on Mammoth Drive for the connector road, and now that they have been installed, the company needs to transfer the power to these new lines, and they estimate it will take 10 hours to complete the task.
So, how do affected residents prepare?
Rocky Mountain Power has some great resources on how to prepare for a power outage, and you can find those at bit.ly/PowerOutageTips2024.
At this week's council meeting, the county was the first to sign a zero food waste compact presented by the Park City Community Foundation. For some context, the Park City Community Foundation announced a goal to achieve zero food waste by 2023, and they made that announcement last April. They've since released a comprehensive strategic plan that serves as a roadmap for reaching that ambitious goal. The plan focuses on three main objectives and outlines steps to engage businesses, local governments, nonprofits, residents, and visitors in an effort to reduce food waste and divert food waste from Summit County's 3-mile landfill.
Summit County's Waste Superintendent Tim Loveday said of the compact, "I'm excited about this because we have a third party now who is focused on doing something to divert from our landfill, which saves money for every resident in the county. Food waste is over 30% volume of what's going in that landfill, so that's a pretty significant piece that we can divert. What's also really exciting is that there is no new technology involved. The technology is already there, already in place, and there's nothing experimental about this. This can actually work."
Andy Hecht, Park City Community Foundation's Climate Fund Manager, noted in the presentation that these efforts would save $1.47 million per year. If you'd like to read the Zero Food Waste Compact, please visit summitcounty.info/zero-food-waste.
Also at this week's County Council meeting, the Summit County Council approved a proclamation declaring April 2nd through April 8th as International Dark Sky Week. The purpose of the proclamation is to promote International Dark Sky Week as a worldwide celebration to build awareness about light pollution and the importance of preserving the nighttime sky.
To help save Summit County's night sky, all outdoor light bulbs in Park City Municipal and unincorporated Summit County must be 3,000 degrees Kelvin or less, and all outdoor lighting fixtures must be fully shielded and down-directed by December 31st, 2024.
If you're wondering what all those fancy dark sky compliant words and phrases mean, you can visit summitcounty.info/darkskies to see examples that help to illustrate.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.